An architect's survey of the building in 2008 recommended replacing exterior walls and the single-pane windows in the elementary school to cut down on cold air coming into the building and warm air escaping. The architect estimated the wall replacement could cost $950,000, and the district has applied for state funding to do the work. However, school board president Gene Ellis said the project does not rank high enough on the state's capital improvement program list.
The problem with this project is that the way they rate the projects for state funding is unhoused students is number one, safety is number two, things like energy efficiency. The fact that we have this building with single-pane windows and uninsulated walls does not rate it very high on the list. It doesn't bring it up very high at all. But it's something that I think the people of the town would understand as a bond issue. So
the project is ranked 116th out of 130 major maintenance proposals submitted to the state. Typically, the Department of Education has provided full funding each year for a small number of the top projects on that list. For those that don't rank high, the state provides reimbursement for up to 70% of a project's costs. However, that route requires a school district or community to pay for the construction up front and still cover at least 30% of the price tag. The state reimbursement ends this November, but Ellis said she thought the legislature would extend the program. Superintendent Rob Thomason said the district should come up with some estimates of savings from the work.
And we've had a very mild winter. We were very fortunate. But if we had a much more severe winter, the savings in oil costs or heating costs, if we were to switch to some other source, would be significant. I guess that's where the planning ahead piece comes in. I'm not sure about the who would push it as much as we all have to kind of collectively agree it's a good thing for the community. And then I think that the numbers, and Ty and I can work on those numbers, what would be the savings, and there are programs and engineers that can compute, this is what you'll save at this temperature block kind of thing. I think that's the kind of information we need.
Another possibility for paying for the renovations could be Secure Rural Schools funding from the federal government, formerly called timber receipts. A portion of that each year goes to pay for school operations, but the city has been building up a reserve fund of the leftover money. The board directed staff to draft a letter to the city proposing the project. The board will consider that draft letter again in April. The school district has also applied for state funding for replacing lights in school buildings, heating and air control upgrades, an elementary lunchroom renovation, boiler upgrades, and covered sidewalks district-wide. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.